mean, the way you just told me, like, how you grew up and all, it kind of makes complete sense in a way that you kind of like the, I don't know, I would kind of solitude or in a way, but then the social life too. And but then, I don't know, that's how I feel usually. Like, I like having the social aspect, but that's kind of like 5% or 10%. And then they're kind of like, okay, no, it's, and but then I even more enjoy being by myself, you know? So,
yeah. I think it's underrated being by yourself. I think there's a lot to it, you know, because a lot of people are always, you know, afraid, quite afraid to be by themselves. They get very lonely or upset or whatever. Not everybody. I know a neighbor that is perfectly happy by herself. Her husband died about 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm.
She's thrilled. I'm not thrilled that he died. Just thrilled to be by herself. She doesn't miss having to have somebody around. She's got a part-time job. I think it's important to be a little bit self-sufficient, to take care of yourself, because it'll have to happen someday when you do have to take care of yourself. You know, I mean, I took a few chances in my life that I'm lucky that nothing ever went wrong, because when I was in South America, I was in Colombia, and I had a certain amount of money, and I knew I was going to get some money sent to me. That was all prearranged when I got down to my last few bucks. But I guess I waited just a little too long, and I was literally down to about my last, I don't know, I think I had about $5 left, something like that. And I had a camera. And this was a camera that I had planned. I had so many camera plans that I never fulfilled, because I got a Bolex 16mm, and I wanted to make movies. And I found out not long after that this thing wasn't quite right. Somebody had sold me this sort of a dud. I didn't even realize until I'd used it once or twice. I think light was leaking in or something or other. I can't remember now. Anyway, I was like getting fairly desperate, and I even put an ad in the paper in Bogota. And somebody, I didn't think anybody was going to phone. I thought, oh, well, I'll probably have to give this camera away. Somebody phoned, and they came over. They liked the camera. And I have to admit, I sold it to them. I got $200 for it. I think I paid somewhere near the same.
Yeah.
I can't remember for sure now. But I got paid in American cash. I remember this guy paying me the money, and I thought, oh, this is gold, you know? And that was like right down to the wire. Like in the next morning, I would have had breakfast, and then I would have been sort of, now what do I do, you know? But also the money came in a week. But there would have been a week there I would have been a bit scrambling, you know. But anyway, that's once or twice I've taken a few chances. It's good for you, I think. As long as you don't, you know, lose out too much.
See, so my twin brother is actually, he's married to his wife is from Colombia, from Bogota.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he went there too, and all those stories. Like when it get dark, there's some corners you should not go and all that.
Oh,
so.
God, yeah. And you learn that after a while. You don't learn it right away. It takes you a little while to learn. I just saw somebody. Can you stop it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just gonna ask you what I told you, like, things wrapping up, like, do you call it experience from your parents and your own experience, then going back actually to Germany? Was that the only time you went back to Germany?
That's the only time. And it feels foolish in a way. I wish sometimes I would have, but I guess being taken away from that and put over here, I sort of feel like I'm here. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
That would lead me to that.